Paul Tiptoola Road Rage. We are back. You know, man, I think I could literally do this like 10, 12 hours a day. It's just the illness, my illness, which is not, you know, the illness. It's my illness. Just to clarify, I don't have the illness. I have my illness. But yeah, I mean, I could probably do this like all day long, like around the clock. So if we ever need, you know, a 24-hour marathon, sports talk, well, until my voice gives out, which will happen. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Well, guess what? Shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. And what I love most about it is the flexible soft hinge. Glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns. That's Harry's. For a limited time only, new customers get a free, that's free, free mystery item with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. You just use code WALT at Harry's.com. Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate blade prices or add stupid gimmicks to the razors like flex balls or heated handles. You know, Tactix, the leading brand, has imposed, has utilized for decades to raise prices. You know, that's not what Harry's is. Harry's bought the German factory that makes the finest steel, grinds it into the sharpest blades, offers you 100% guarantee, and the rest, as they say, is history. For a limited time only, Harry's has a very special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get a free mystery item that's free with the purchase of a shave set with code WALT at Harry's.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foamy shave gel and travel cover, plus a mystery product. The mystery item is worth at least $5 or more. It could be any one of Harry's award-winning new products or even an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. Just use code WALT at Harry's.com. Join the millions of guys who have already switched. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. Back to the phones. We still have, what do we have, Ramona? We have 9 players to get through. 9. We will do that. I promise. We will do that. Ed, what's going on, Ed?
You know,
how you doing, Ed?
Another day in coronavirus 2020. I've been listening to your dialogue on some of the dummy things people do. And unfortunately, due to sports being gone, I've had more time to observe. And, you know, I always sort of thought the United States was cutting edge intelligence, that sort of thing. But they say genius is around an IQ of 140 at the bottom end of it, and retardation or severe.
Well, I hope I don't slip to 140.
is around 60. I'm pretty sure this country averages less than 100, whereas a couple of months ago I would have thought we were more like 110. But just driving in fog and rain today, it's dark. Over half these idiots don't even have the lights. I mean, you can lead a damn horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And it astonishes me. I used to think baby boomers were pretty smart, but I'm starting to think Generation X, my people, are as good as any of them. I don't know what to say about the future for this point. I don't even know why we...
By the way, that little handle in the steering column, you know, that's your signal switch. And when you make a turn, you're actually supposed to pull on that thing so that the people behind you know that you're making a turn. But apparently nobody does that anymore either.
Well, that's if their damn blinker works or their brakes work. People don't even know something. So that's enough.
Yeah. You know, you reminded me of something I want to get to. I'll save it for when you're off. You can listen to it off air. But what else you got in your mind?
The only people I could add to it, I know, are going to be way up there, and they're more like Lou Alcindor or Bill Walton, people of this nature. You know, I was thinking the other day about Cinderella teams that never quite panned out. They look like they would be a great Cinderella, like Coach Hopkins. number 16 seed Etsu team.
Yeah.
And I got thinking, yeah, when I was a kid, father used to take me to the whole.
They took Purdue to the wire.
Do what? Yeah, exactly.
They took Purdue to the wire. Probably should have won that game. And I think that was the 116 matchup, and they would have become the first.
Yeah, they would have been if they had pulled it off. And I remember watching into that game. But my father used to take me to see Furman basketball back in the 70s. They had a tremendous team. They had Jonathan Moore in it. They were coached by Joe Williams. Had a guy named Bruce Grimm, and I don't remember. And they had a spectacular season. They actually split with a pretty good Clemson team that year. We played Furman twice. But they lost in the first round of the Atlanta Regional to Indiana. And it was around the time Indiana won that national title. May have been the year after,
right,
or something like that. They got beat 68-67. And when you think about the number of Cinderellas that never quite
that Indiana
there,
team.
So
Indiana team that won the national title had Kent Benson and Quinn Buckner and Scotty May and Bobby Wilkerson and that whole bunch.
Scott May was tremendous. My favorite Kent Benson story was he got to the NBA and got to messing around with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, he was kind of heavy-handed in the paint. And Kareem had enough and turned around and just punched him out, and Kent Benson dropped like a sack of potatoes. It was hilarious.
It's true.
It's just so funny. I always wanted somebody to do that and fill a lamp here, too. I always hated those guys. But
Both Parrish and Bird did that to Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't as good as what Kareem did to Kent Benson.
You might want to go watch it again.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Because Laimbeer basically clothesline Bird and brought him to the ground, and that's when Bird started throwing punches from the ground at Laimbeer, and Parrish pretty much clocked him, as I recall.
So
check that out.
Detroit back then, Boston, L.A., nobody liked Detroit.
Oh, no.
Hated Detroit. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But, great show. True. And y'all keep up the good work.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate the kind words. You know, on the notion of, smaller schools and mid-majors, again, there was some additional news on that today. And again, it speaks to how sad it was not to have an NCAA tournament this year, because Dayton's Obi Toppin was named the Associated Press Player of the Year. And Anthony Grant, the coach of Dayton, was named the Associated Press Coach of the Year. That's the first time the Associated Press has given both awards to player and coach on the same team in 40 years. I think that speaks loudly to how good Dayton was. And I sang that song all year long. All year long, I said I thought they were my favorite to win the title. Late in the year, I began to think that it might be Gonzaga over Dayton. But I really thought that this was going to be the year that we were going to get the mid-major, even if it was the acclaimed mid-major in Gonzaga. But I really felt this was the year that the mid-major was going to break through and win the whole thing. We've seen Butler come so close. We saw George Mason come close. I mean, Butler came really close against Duke and UConn. And so we knew it could be done. Just like in theory, we knew a 16 could beat a 1, and that had never happened. But this seemed to be the year that all of the Power Fives, with the possible exception of Kansas, were down. And even Kansas, I wasn't in love with them. I think the culture was spoiled. I don't think they would have won the title. I think they were a poison pill. I don't think they would have won the title. I think it would have been Dayton versus Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga would have won that. But again, all year I believe Dayton was an elite team, and I think that was proven today in those awards. You know, I think that the Associated Press enabling Obi Toppin, the National College Player of the Year. First of all, I agree with that selection. I think he was the best player in college basketball this year. I think he was absolutely tremendous, and he's a great young man as well. And that's the shame of it, that team, as well as so many others, but that team specifically, that winds up having the National College Player of the Year, and we'll see who wins the other awards, but because there are other National College Player of the Year awards, Naismith would, but Obi Toppin comes away with the National College Player of the Year by the Associated Press, and Anthony Grant wins the National Coach of the Year by the same organization. And I think that speaks volumes as to how good Dayton was and how legitimate they were. And we saw that all year in their rise to number three in the country at the end of the year. They were right there. They were definitely, in my mind, they were definitely going to the Final Four. I was going to put them in my national championship game against Gonzaga, and I debated that back and forth. Because as I said, all year I favored Dayton. At the end, I had sort of decided Gonzaga just had too much offense for everybody else. But we got cheated out of seeing that. And I really do believe this was the year that a mid-major, again, even if it was an acclaimed mid-major like Gonzaga, was going to win the title. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see it. And really unfortunate for those kids who lived their whole lives for that moment. And a kid like Obi Toppin, who had given so much to that program and just doesn't get a chance to prove it out. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Oh. Well, listen, I had Clemson Bob. In the ACC championship and going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And Dayton maybe.
Might have been.
But I wanted to say something about time. I know everybody's ridden from here to down the Blue Ridge Parkway, and signs everywhere, rangers are there, say, please don't feed the bears. And people go up and constantly the bears jump on them and stuff like that. I mean, it's not common, but you don't go up and feed a bear, you know, stick food in his mouth. So, you know, that's how stupid people are. But I wanted to talk about Bill Brown.
There are reasons. There are reasons for these signs, you know, like I said.
Don't feed animals. Don't go down in the polar bear pit. You know, idiots. But I want to talk about Bill Bradley. I barely remember seeing him play at Princeton, and I saw him play with the Knicks, and you talking about, wow, the wow factor. You don't have Sampson on. You don't have him in your top 25, do you?
No, I think Ralph Sampson's the most overrated player of my lifetime.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. If you saw Bill Bradley play, he could play the low post and the high post, and he could move people out of the center. You know, he could take position where Ralph Sampson couldn't, and that guy could play basketball. And I heard you talking about him. What number have you gotten to now?
Bill Bradley was 10.
Well, he really made a difference when he came to the Knicks, too. I mean, unbelievable. So, if you haven't seen him play ever, you should go to YouTube. Like, I mean, he's unbelievable. But I wanted to ask you about, too, you said you had the, I'm not going to say bookies, did you have the Vegas odds or your predictions? Do you want to go over those off the air, or do you have time, or you want to wait till tomorrow?
Those are draft. Yeah, those are draft positions. I haven't yet got to that, Bob. I hope to do it before the end of the show. I want to make it through the rest of this list.
Yeah, I just noticed that the Bucks. I need to let you go on the rest of the list, but I just noticed that the Bucks are favored to win the NFC. I don't know where you have them listed, but the Bucks are favored to win the NFC South because Brady's come there. So, anyway, I'll let you go back to the list, Walt. I love your list. So, got a good show going.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. I would think, Bob, that New Orleans is favored in the division. I would be surprised if the Saints aren't favored in the division. But the Vegas odds I'm referencing are related to draft position numbers and not that. Ramona, let's get back the list. And actually, we don't have time for that. So here's what we'll do. Let me tell you about my friends at the Health there. Look, it's cold and flu season in the Carolinas, but did you know that it has a much higher effect on those 60 and above? Well, call the Health there. They'll help you build up your immune system to be the first line of defense your body needs against those colds and flu. Not only that, but at the same time, you'll be losing your excess belly fat, in turn reversing your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and IBS. At the Health Dare, the second person's always free because they won't let you do anything alone. So take the dare. Call today, 1-877-IDARE-ME, or go to idareme.com, 1-877-IDARE-ME, take the dare. The second person's free. Go in with a family member. Go in with a friend. Get well. Change your life. Take control of your life. Do the things you want to do. It's the Health Dare. Dial them up. Tell them I sent you. 1-877-IDARE-ME. Walter Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers. And I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Health insurance can be frustrating, expensive, the whole process overwhelming. At The Insurance Source, our mission statement is simple and straightforward. Everything we do is to help make health insurance easier. For the business owner who needs to protect his bottom line. For the HR folks who often handle hundreds of things all at once. For the employees who need to understand how all of this works and appreciate what they have and someone they can count on to fight for them. We love to help people, and we're good at it. Can we help you? Give us a call, 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. You have a lot of choices in who to use, but I'm proud of my team and the great work that we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Krute LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Krute LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Krute LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
The bus is on us. The Cat Bus is free to ride. It doesn't matter if you're a student, a senior citizen, or an alumni in town for a game. You can take advantage of what the Cat Bus has to offer. Like getting you in and out of downtown Clemson hassle-free for a bite to eat, some shopping, or saving you money instead of riding around looking for a place to park. Take a Cat Bus today to downtown Clemson for a bite to eat, or just doing some shopping with retailers and restaurants. Cat Bus. The bus is on us.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
She has the wind as a witness. She has feelings that fly by night. She believes in forgiveness. But it's not love if it holds too tight. You can fly beside her. You gotta go when your heart says go. She lets the bright lights guide her through the rain and the driving snow.
Waltip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to in the remaining 30 minutes of the show. And we'll be jam-packed the rest of the week. We've got some great interviews coming up for you and some incredible show content and some stuff specifically designed for Clemson, South Carolina fans as well. One that I've been trying to get to the last couple of days, I'm not quite done with, but we're going to take a look at some past Clemson and South Carolina pros and the best players that the two schools produced in the next couple days as well. We're on this list, my list, of the 25 greatest college basketball players in history. And if you missed it to this point, the list is 25 Artis Gilmore, 24 Daryl Griffith, Dr. Duncanstein, Louisville Cardinals, 23 Jerry Lucas, Ohio State, 22 Bad News Barnes, Marvin Barnes, Providence College, led this team to a Final Four. 21, Calvin Murphy, averaged over 33 points a game for his career. 20, Larry Johnson, the super dominant force for Jerry Tarkanian's UNLV running Rebels. 19, Bob Lanier, who actually led St. Bonaventure to a Final Four and was an incredible player. Might have won that Final Four had he not been injured. 18, Wilt Chamberlain, no explanation needed. And 17, George Mikan. No explanation needed. 16, Pete Maravich. 15, Jim McDaniels, the 7-foot Western Kentucky player who led Western Kentucky to a Final Four. 14, Jerry West. 13, Austin Carr, one of the greatest scorers in college basketball history. Averaged over 38 points a game his last 2 years. Did it while shooting 53% from the field. 12, Elgin Baylor. Averaged 31 and 20 for his college career. 11, Rick Barry, as a senior, averaged 37.1 and 18.2 rebounds. That was 11. I don't know if what I said. Number 10, Bill Bradley. Bill Bradley averaged over 30 points a game, over 84 college games, led Princeton to the Final Four, set an NCAA scoring record for a Final Four game that still stands at 58 points in a game, probably never be broken. Maybe the greatest shooter who ever lived. He was regarded at the time he played as the best player in college basketball, not just in a year or two. He was regarded in the entire tenure of his career as the best player in college basketball and is one of the greatest ever lived. And that brings us to 9, Ramona. We are at number 9. Number 9 is Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing does not have the stats that some of these other guys do. You look at his career and it says, you know, 15.3 points and 9.2 rebounds. He did shoot 62% from the field. But Patrick Ewing was without question one of the most dominant college players I have ever seen. Patrick Ewing controlled both ends of the court like few have ever controlled both ends of the court. He won a national championship. He was three-time NCAA All-Attorney. He was three-time Consensus All-American. He was three-time NCAA All-Region. He was all everything. And here's the thing. When he went up against Jordan and Worthy and Perkins and that bunch for an opportunity to win another national title, it came down to Fred Brown throwing the ball away at the end of the game. The best player on the court, a court that had Michael Jordan, James Worthy, Sam Perkins, the best player on the court was Patrick Ewing. Anyone who saw the game knows that was inarguable. He just was. He was by far the best player on the court. In fact, when that game started, he blocked every shot. Some of them he goaltended on purpose. He just basically intimidated North Carolina right from the beginning and said, you're not coming in here at all. You're not getting any shots from in here. And they couldn't. It didn't matter whether they were Worthy, Jordan, Perkins. Those are all great, historically great players, both at a collegiate and professional level. They could not get a shot off within 12 feet of the basket against Patrick Ewing. That was the level of Patrick Ewing's dominance. He was absolutely the best player on the court. And Georgetown should have won the game. And Freddie Brown threw the game away and cost Patrick Ewing another NCAA title. And then he lost another opportunity at an NCAA title when Villanova decided to shoot 78% from the field, 78.4, I think, and set an all-time NCAA record in 1985. And that's what it took to beat Patrick Ewing in Georgetown. It took a team setting an all-time historical shooting mark that will never be broken to beat Patrick Ewing. Otherwise, Patrick Ewing would have had three titles, three NCAA titles, and he really should have had three titles. He was the best player in college basketball. He was the most dominant force in college basketball. He is absolutely one of the most dominant forces I have ever witnessed in the game of college basketball. And really, on his resume, it should say three-time NCAA champion. But for two fluke circumstances that, you know, would probably never be repeated. Again, when Georgetown played North Carolina, the best player on the court was Patrick Ewing. And it took his teammate, Freddie Brown, just mistakenly throwing the ball away in one of the worst mistakes in basketball history in giving North Carolina the game. And then it took Villanova shooting 78.4% from the field in something that you actually have to go back and watch to even imagine what that meant. Patrick Ewing is next on the list. He is number nine. Number eight on the list is Larry Bird. You know, Larry Bird averaged over 31 points a game and 13 rebounds at Indiana State. And he led Indiana State to a national championship game where he faced a team that had three future pros on it, led by Magic Johnson. Bird had injured his finger on his hand in a softball game. And to this day, I think he believes that had he not injured his finger, which wasn't very smart, but which mangled his finger, that they would have won that game. Regardless, this guy brought Indiana State to the NCAA title, led them through an unbeaten season, faced real challenges, Mark Aguirre and DePaul, Arkansas team, led them through an unbeaten season, carried a team as far as one person ever has in the history of the game. I mean, you know, as a trivia question, name any of the other Indiana State players that played with Larry Bird. Most people can't name one. And there was a reason for that. There was really only one player on that team other than Bird worth a darn that could have played for any major college team. And yet Larry Bird carried that despicable cast of characters to the NCAA title game before they finally succumbed after going unbeaten. Larry Bird, number 8 on the list. Number 7. Number 7 is one of the greatest players that ever lived, and that's Elvin Hayes. Elvin Hayes played collegiately at Houston. And Hayes' career, he averaged 31 points a game and 17.2 rebounds. As a senior, the Biggie averaged 36.8 points a game and 18.9 rebounds while shooting 55% from the field. I mean, that's insanity. This is the class of player we're talking about. And that's why you can't have a Christian Laettner in this class of player, because he just doesn't belong. He's just not, you know, and again, I'm not picking on him, but when you actually evaluate all elements of this, I'm sorry, he's just not remotely in the universe of these players. Again, Elvin Hayes, senior, 36.8 and 18.9. Elvin Hayes also led the biggest upset maybe in the history of basketball when they upset unbeaten UCLA in the Astrodome in front of the biggest crowd ever to attend a basketball game and the most watched college game of all time at that period of time. And Elvin Hayes went off on UCLA. They could not stop him, and he led the biggest upset in history. Now, at the end of the season, those two teams had a rematch in the tourney, and this time it did not go well for Houston. But Elvin Hayes carried the team as far as an individual could possibly carry him. Elvin Hayes, number 7. Number six is Bob Kierland. And some of you are saying, who? Bob Kierland. Bob Kierland was a 7'1" center for Oklahoma A&M. Kierland came out of Missouri. He wound up playing at Oklahoma A&M for Henry Iba. And Kierland led his team to two consecutive NCAA titles in 1945 and 1946. He was named the NCAA Tournament Most Outstanding Player both times. He also led us to two gold medals in international basketball in the Olympics. Kierland played way above the rim at a time that only George Mikan was playing above the rim. He's a guy who actually changed rules. He changed the way the rules worked regarding goaltending. He was the first person to regularly dunk during games. They changed that too. He had a rivalry with George Mikan. But Bob Kierland is one of the greatest college basketball players to ever live. And any list that doesn't include Bob Kierland just has no comprehension of the history. And by the way, he never played professional basketball, but he played for the Olympics and twice led his team to the Olympic gold medal. Twice led America to the Olympic gold medal. That's Bob Kierland, number 6. Number 5, we'll tell you about on the other side. And we're going to finish this today. Let me tell you about my friends at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every day. Look, I hear these ads all the time for these retail mattress places. Don't get it twisted. Those places are like marked up like 400%. So when they have a 20% off sale, it's not a 20% off anything. It means that they're now marked up 380%. That is no way to buy a mattress. There's also pseudo choice, because those places don't even have mattresses. They have like 40, 50 mattresses. Pseudo choice means you go in wanting one thing, you come out with something else. You don't really get what you want. You want a red car, you get a blue car because they don't have a red car. Now, forget that. Get to the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, where you choose amongst 13,000 mattresses. Their professional staff will guide you to just the right mattress fit for you, and you will get it at up to 75% off every single day. There is no mattress place of any type in the entire upstate of South Carolina that can come remotely close to their pricing. So if you're waking up with a bad neck or a bad back, stop doing it. Get to the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Five players to go. The greatest five players in NCAA basketball history.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers. And I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at EngineeredSleep.com. That's EngineeredSleep.com.
Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one have been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. Parham Smith and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice.
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I like Chick-fil-A nuggets because they are made with love. It's kind of like if you want to go to your grandmother's house for dinner. It's going to be your real home-cooked meal. You can't go wrong with it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Greatest interviews, the most sought after guests. It's all on The Roar.
To the Red Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, there's Priority One. The last 3 years, they matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tata's campaign. They were incredible. Absolutely incredible. And they're great people. And, you know, we really appreciate what they've done to help fight cancer in the upstate as a part of our cause. But that's not reason enough to let them protect you from a security standpoint. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionals. Look, we live in an increasingly dangerous world. That's obvious. I'm not telling you what to do with security. It's a personal decision. I realize that. And maybe the bad guy never finds you. Maybe you skate through and your family is good. And then maybe they find you 3 days from now. Look, all I can tell you is this. When you're ready to protect the people who matter most to you, call my friends at Priority One. They'll do it better than anyone else will. 288-1400, 288-1400. Speaking of doing it better than anyone else will, Ramona, player five on the list. I once heard him interviewed about Michael Jordan, and the interviewer asked him, have you ever thought about what it would be like to guard Michael Jordan, how you would try to guard Michael Jordan? And he said in a really convincing, almost angry tone, he said, that's not the question. The question is, how would he be able to guard me? He wasn't wrong, because Oscar Robertson was one of the greatest players who ever lived. At the pro level, he averaged a triple-double. He was a machine. But before he got to the pros, he was a machine collegiately. Where in his career, he averaged 33.8 points a game, 15.2 rebounds a game. Assists weren't always kept, but he averaged 53.5% field goal percentage, so nearly 54%. The only career numbers they have for an assist is a career number, and it's 7.1. So his career numbers, 33.8, 15.2 rebounds, 7.1 assists. I mean, his numbers were always unbelievable. He's one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, period, any way, shape, or form. And he raised the legitimate question whether Jordan could cover him. And the answer would have been no. The answer would have been no. No, Jordan could not have covered Oscar Robertson. No one could cover Oscar Robertson, including Michael Jordan. Now, the reverse may have also been true, but Robertson was an insanely good athlete as well. I mean, way better than people understand. And so Oscar Robertson, number five on my list of the 25 greatest college players to ever play. That brings us to number four. Number four won an NCAA championship. He won it by beating one of the greatest teams and players in the history of the game. He was NCAA All-Tourney. He was NCAA Tourney Most Outstanding Player. He was the winner of the Naismith Award. He was the three-time ACC Player of the Year. He was three-time All-ACC Tourney. He was three-time Consensus All-American. He won the Rupp Trophy. He was three times All-ACC. And he led his team to a national championship over one of the greatest teams that ever existed. And number four is the legendary David Thompson. David Thompson, 6'4 guard, NC State. To this day, the greatest leaper I've ever seen, ever. And had an unbelievable touch to go with it. Thompson was, even today, I have never seen a college player like David Thompson. David Thompson is the best 6'6 and under player to ever play college basketball. There was nothing that he couldn't do. And he played with some good players. You know, he played with a great little point guard in Monty Tau and a 7'4 center in Tom Burleson and a 6'8 power forward in Tim Stoddard. But make no mistake about it, that team was all about David Thompson. And without David Thompson, they would never have approached the mountain that they climbed. And they didn't have just any road to an NCAA title. They had to beat a Maryland team in the ACC final that was one of the greatest teams that ever played. that had Tom Burleson, or that had Len Elmore and Tommy Millen, you know, and John Lucas. I mean, it was Bo Rivers was just such an insanely gifted and talented basketball team. And David Thompson had to beat them to even get into the tourney, because only one ACC team made the tourney at that point. You had to win the conference tournament to get in the NCAA. You know, the year that NC State won the national championship, the three best teams in the country were NC State, Maryland, and UCLA. And Maryland didn't even get to go to the tourney. And so David Thompson probably had the most difficult route to a national championship that any player in the history of college basketball faced, and he climbed that mountain. That's all you need to know. He's the greatest ACC player in history. I think it's inarguable. I'm not even sure who you could put up against him. I mean, I think the closest would be Len Bias. And, of course, there were lots of great ACC players, but you'd have to go back in time, some of those guys we talked about a week ago. But David Thompson, clearly the greatest ACC player of all time, and I think the greatest 6'6 and under player. In fact, the greatest 6'8 and under player that ever played the game of college basketball. Which brings us to number three, Ramona. Number three is Bill Russell. You know, when Bill Russell went to the University of San Francisco, the claim was he was raw, he was unproven, he was, you know, he was just going to be a guy, you know, he had a long way to go. He couldn't play offense, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. You know what he could do? Win. Because Russell's the greatest winner in team sport history, which is why he's the greatest basketball player in history, and why you could actually make a case that he should be one on this list. The top of this list is difficult, trust me. Bill Russell played 79 college games. He averaged 20.7 points a game and 20.3 rebounds a game. He was two-time NCAA tourney. He was NCAA tourney most outstanding player. He was the college basketball player of the year in 55-56. He was two-time consensus All-American. But you know what else he was two-time at? He was two-time NCAA champion. Bill Russell led the University of San Francisco to 56 straight wins.
Wow.
And two consecutive national championships. Now think that over. I didn't say he led UCLA. I didn't say he led Kansas. I didn't say he led North Carolina. I said he led the University of San Francisco. Now, there actually was one other good player on that team. Casey Jones would go on to play pro basketball. But the University of San Francisco has really never been good, was never good previously, and has never been any good. There was one little run there where they had Bill Cartwright, where they were pretty good. But for the most part, Bill Russell was it. He took a team that had no business, I mean no business, winning any NCAA title, and he led them to 56 consecutive wins and two consecutive NCAA championships. That's why he's the greatest player of all time, people. Period. He's the greatest player of all time because all he did was win. Whenever there was a championship to be won, he won it. You can talk about all these other guys all you want. You can talk about Michael Jordan at pro level all you want. I'm sorry, not close to Bill Russell. Bill Russell is the greatest basketball player who ever lived because the goal is to win, and Russell's the greatest winner ever. And again, you know, the more I even hear myself talk about him, the more I think he should be one on this list. But, you know, this the top of this list is just brutal. I mean, the top five guys on this list, really, all the guys on this list, but the top five guys on this list were just insanely great college basketball players. But Bill Russell, number three, who led his team to two consecutive national championships and 56 straight wins playing at the University of San Francisco. And then there are two. John Wooden always had trouble with this question, so I have trouble with it as well. Number two, won two NCAA national championships, led his team to 88 straight victories, never lost a game in high school, never lost a game in college until he finally played Notre Dame. We talk about winners. This guy won. I forget what that total was, but this guy won like 200 straight basketball games. He won every time he played in high school and in college until the legendary loss in South Bend at Notre Dame that ended the 88-game win streak. And I'm here to tell you, I've watched the end of that game 8 million times. It was a miracle that Notre Dame won. A miracle. It was a miracle that NC State beat them. It was a miracle that Notre Dame beat them. It was a miracle that anybody beat them because he was the best. They were the best. They were always the best. Didn't matter who they played. If you beat them, it was just luck. This guy didn't lose a single stinking game for like 200 games. Three-time NCAA All-Tourney, two-time NCAA Most Outstanding Player, three-time Consensus All-American, three-time Rupp Trophy Award winner, two-time NCAA champion, winner of 88 straight games, a dominant force on both ends, led his team to a national championship over Memphis State when he went 21-22 from the field for 44 points. And there was nothing anybody could do with Bill Walton. Bill Walton played both ends as well as anybody who's ever played it. He was the greatest passing center I've ever seen at every level. And as such, he's earned his position at number two on the list. Again, I said the top of this list was tough. There's just dividing these guys is almost shameful because they were all so unbelievable. But to lead a team to 88 straight wins and two national titles before you finally lose a game that took a miracle in an insane environment really says all there is to say. As I said, never lost a game in high school either. Man, I don't know what that total is, but I knew at one point, it's like 190-something or consecutive games that Bill Walton won. That's not too shabby. And that brings us to number one. And number one is the guy that John Wooden believed was number one. He always said that he really couldn't divide Kareem and Bill Walton. That it was almost impossible to divide, but that if he had to take one, he would take Kareem. At that time, he was known as Lou Alcindor. He came out of Power Memorial High School in New York City as a high school legend. He did things that no man who was 7'2" should ever be able to do. He was so ridiculously skilled. He had a dominant hook shot that he could shoot with either hand out to 18 feet. The greatest college basketball player to ever live was Lou Alcindor. In 88 college games, he averaged 26.4 and 15.5 rebounds. He was three-time NCAA All-Tourney. He was three-time NCAA Tourney Most Outstanding Player. He was three-time Consensus First Team All-American. And he was three-time NCAA champion. Lou Alcindor played college basketball for 3 years. In those 3 years, he won everything there was to win. Every single thing there was to win. He's the greatest college player that ever lived. The only thing that kept Lou Alcindor from winning four titles is the fact that freshmen weren't eligible. Had Lou Alcindor played 4 years in college, he would have won four NCAA titles. No one debates that. In fact, as a true freshman, UCLA was already a dominant program, and the only team they couldn't beat Lou Alcindor's freshman team. That's who they couldn't beat. Yeah, Lou Alcindor beat them every time they played. And so there's little or no doubt, other than, I guess, the doubt of injury, that had freshman been eligible, that Breanna Stewart wouldn't have been the first college player to win four titles. She was, because she was eligible as a freshman. Alcindor was not. Alcindor was the greatest college player who ever lived and went on to be, you know, arguably the greatest NBA player who ever lived. He's certainly in that conversation. So he tops the list for having three shots, winning all three titles, the only player in college basketball history to win three NCAA titles. Lou Alcindor, number one on the Road Rage, top 25 greatest college players of all time. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. A week ago, Tom Brady made the stunning decision to leave New England after 20 years to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and his arrival immediately changed the outlook of that franchise. That's what six rings will do. Linebacker Shaq Barrett told the Jim Rome Show he feels there's a good chance.